unbelievable. And guess what? We got him on right now. G-Eazy, what's going on?
What up?
Man. February 14th, Dubai, Redfest DXB, our headliner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm happy. You're coming back. It meant the first time you liked us.
The first time was incredible, man. I couldn't wait to come back ever since.
Yeah, we can't wait. We can all wait. When we got the news that we've got G-Eazy back, we're super excited. A lot's happened as well in the last couple of years as well since when you came to Redfest DXB for the first time. Feb 14th, 2019 is going to be huge. I mean, for you, does it seem like a lot has changed since the last performance in Dubai till now?
Yes and no. I mean, I think life is kind of always in a constant change. And, you know, especially when you work, you know, the way I work and how hard we work, we're just kind of constantly going, you know, from one album to the next, from tour to tour to tour, traveling so much. You know, it's really, you know, a big blessing to get to do what we, you know, do for a living, traveling, performing, writing songs, releasing music. It's a whirlwind, you know what I mean? You're constantly on the go. So, yeah, man, I mean, this last album, you know, changed everything.
Man, constantly on the go. How do you maintain that? I mean, I feel like I live a busy lifestyle as a radio guy in Dubai. I can't imagine how it must feel to be, you know, a superstar, the likes of yourself, having all the commitments, the tour dates, the album dates, the media, the paparazzi. Mm. How do you put up? Because we're not trained to do that, man. It's not like when we've got our parents or family, they can give you the heads up. You're literally just thrown into it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, though. You know, like, you work hard at what you do, and, you know, so does somebody working at a restaurant or an airport or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, my job requires a lot of constant travel, and, you know, you grow accustomed to it. You know, it becomes a lifestyle that you adopt that, you know, you get used to.
Do you try to make sure you schedule in that downtime for yourself to kind of be like, okay, today nothing's happening, I'm only doing this or just being at home?
Yeah, no, I'm doing that right now. And it feels so good to actually be in my house, you know, and just rest and enjoy myself and just be able to relax.
Yeah, but we've got you working right now, bro. You're doing an interview. What do you mean?
Hey, man. I mean, this is light work. I'm in my sweatpants, man. I'm in my home. I'm good.
But listen, talking about your sweatpants, endless summer. I'm looking at the gram right now. There is some hot clothing going on. This is a complete line that you've put out.
Yeah. I mean, really, just like, you know, every artist makes merch with the name of the band on it or the artist or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I've enjoyed being able to take it a step further and really, you know, develop it into something of like a lifestyle brand and, you know, have that really encapsulate my lifestyle and, you know, be pieces that I actually wear in real life, you know.
And yeah, it looks good. Obviously, you go to, like the store and everything like that. Are you the one picking the stuff? Like, do you say, I like this? People come present to you different styles of like clothing, like, yo, this is a jacket that we're thinking of, G-Eazy, or these are the pants.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm very involved, man, every step of the way. Anything I put my name on, you know, any show I do, any tour I do, any, you know, piece of merchandise I put my stamp on, it's like, I want it to be something that, you know, I'm proud of, something that I, you know, believe in, something I relate to, something I would actually wear, actually. You know, because it's like, if you put your name on something, you know, that's you at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you're opening up an item of food right now.
Nah, but I'm hungry. I should order some food right now.
Well, the line looks great, man.
Yeah.
Are you cool to hang out? I want to play one of your songs right now. Are you cool to hang out for a sec?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling. I'm posted.
All right, G-Eazy. He is locked in as our headline artist for Virgin Radio's Redfest DXB February 14th.
Yes.
We cannot wait.
Yeah.